The next patient is Elizabeth Trevino. The last name is T-R-E, V like in Victor, I-N-O, Trevino, Elizabeth, E-L-I, Z like in Zulu, A-B-E-T-H. Number one, the main problem has been relapsing urinary tract infections. The patient has been treated by the primary care physician with different antibiotics. However, the patient remains with bacteriuria, period. Urine culture. That was reported on March the 19th, 2023. It was consistent with Klebsiella pneumonia that is susceptible to most of the antibiotics. The patient was given trimethoprim sulfa by the primary care, period. During the last evaluation that was in September 13 of 2022, we referred the patient to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A. However, we don't have evaluation from we don't have any evidence that the patient had been going to that office, period. We are going to insist in that the patient needs a urological evaluation, and for that reason we are going to send her to Dr. Arciola once again. Number two, the patient has persistent iron deficiency anemia. The patient has a kappa lambda ratio that is 2. She was referred to the Florida cancer specialist. She has been receiving infusions of iron, but according to her description and according to the last report, the patient is recommended to continue taking the iron PO and seek evaluation by GI. She will continue to go to the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, the patient has a history of a chronic kidney disease stage 3A. During the latest evaluation, that was on the 19th of March of 2023. This patient has a creatinine of 1, a BUN of 32, and an estimated GFR that is 61.5. The dipstick in the urine and the protein creatinine ratio fails to show significant proteinuria. Following number. hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of 80 milligrams of atorvastatin, and the lipid profile is unremarkable. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus. This patient is no longer taking Trulicity. The patient is going to go to the primary provider to see if he will be able to provide assistance. With the Trulicity. If not, the Trulicity has to be replaced by another medication. Following number. Arterial hypertension that has been treated with the administration of ACE inhibitors. The blood pressure reading today was 172 over 71. The patient gets better readings at home. She has continued to lose weight. The current body weight is 158 pounds with a BMI pretty close to normal. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The vitamin D determination was 26. She is encouraged to continue taking the medication. The phosphorus and uric acid, as well as the B12, are under control. The PTH is with the normal limits. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with a laboratory workup. We insisted in the need for her to have evaluation with urology as well as gastroenterology. It's a must, and we made the referrals, and we are going to let the primary provider to give follow-up to these referrals. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.